the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. I'm your host, Stephanie, tonight.
And I'm the other host, Mark.
That's right. Tonight. We are co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. And in case you're wondering, you are hearing a live broadcast of tonight's program. Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also hear us anytime you want to on our website, which is freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. And, you know, we make all the archives available for you for free, which is an interesting feature that not too many other radio shows have. So feel free to take full advantage of that.
Also, you can, you know, go suggest show prep at FreeTalkLive.com. There's a social, what do they got, news aggregator thing where you can post videos or news stories and, you know, whatever there, and people will vote it up, vote it down, and you can do the same with theirs. So it's kind of an interactive site for an interactive program.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we look at that as a source of show prep, Mark, but even if we don't see it or if we don't happen to talk about it on the air, probably a lot more people will have their eyes on it because it is pretty popular for, I guess, like you said, social news site or sharing articles.
And to prove that we're live tonight, I guess there was some kind of big news?
Yeah, I heard about this right before the show. There was a shooting at a temple in Wisconsin, and it's a Sikh temple.
Sikh? I've heard Sikh.
S-I-K-H, yeah. Yeah, leaving 7 people dead, including the shooter. I guess there was a cop also who got injured.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that for everybody who was involved. It's not really clear. I've been kind of reading about this and trying to sort of glean like what would be things to talk about from this. Of course, we're going to say, you know, like send our condolences out to the people who are...
Shooting people is bad. Killed.
Yeah, shooting people is bad, okay?
I mean, you know, I don't know what whether there's an issue to it, but, you know, if people find out new stuff and they want to talk about it.
Yeah, if they want to... I mean, if anybody wants to call in and discuss some aspect of this story with us, you're welcome to do so.
Is it terrorism?
They're calling it domestic terrorism.
Okay, go ahead.
The cops are... And our number, by the way, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to comment on this or anything else that's on your mind.
So is it somebody who became confused? Because Sikhs will often, because they wear turbans, often are confused with Muslims because some people believe that Muslims wear turbans.
Ah, yes. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, as far as I can understand, they're saying in this article, which was last updated at 6:43 p.m. and right now it's 7:08, so just, you know, hot off the presses from CBS News, the police have yet to confirm the gunman's identity, or the suspected gunman's identity. So people don't really know who he is or what his motivations are, but of course we'll try to stay tuned into this and bring it to you if there's anything interesting. Somebody on the scene said the gunman was a Caucasian male wearing black blue pants and a white shirt.
You know, I mean, it could be valuable information and maybe false at this point. You know, things are so
sure.
Soon.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't know really much more that we can say about this. I suspect people will probably try to make an issue out of it in terms of gun control, especially like that was really prevalent in the news with the Aurora, Colorado shooting that happened recently.
Sure.
And I just don't know.
Something bad's happened. Let's take rights away.
Yeah, I'm definitely skeptical of that. I don't think the answer is for the government to ban things or to, like, you know, ban certain magazines or guns altogether. I don't think that's going to work because obviously it doesn't stop crazy people from getting firearms and from shooting people. However, I also don't. I'm also really skeptical that just everybody carrying guns. Like, people are probably going to say, "Oh, if only somebody in that church had a gun, this would never have happened." And I'm skeptical of that too.
Who carries a gun in a church?
yeah, that's almost like. I don't know. It's almost like carrying one into a hospital. Like, yeah.
I guess when it comes down to it for me is if a gun makes one feel safer, one should be able to carry it as far as I'm concerned. I'm not 100% convinced that it's the greatest protection, but certainly in some circumstances it is. I mean, I think that if a person's holding a gun on you, having a gun in your waistband isn't going to be much use because they're holding a gun on you.
Mm-hmm. And it could also get you know, stolen from you or turned against you, or you could make a mistake and shoot someone that you didn't want to shoot or didn't want to kill.
I've heard the numbers of police officers that are shot with their own weapons is very high, you know, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's just what I heard from some guy who's, you know, big into the gun arena. I haven't been able to find any numbers like that. It was kind of one of those hush-hush kind of things. Oh, yeah, we don't report that news.
Yeah, I bet that's something that a lot of people might feel embarrassed about if it got out. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for your right to defend your life. Like, if your life is yours, if you own yourself, you're a sovereign individual, then of course you have the right to defend yourself however you know see fit. But oftentimes guns kind of bleed into this area of aggression, I think. They can often be sort of a display of power, and I'm not totally comfortable with that.
Gotcha.
So if you have comments on the story, of course, 855-450-FREE, like we mentioned, or if you want to talk about guns, anything that's on your mind is fair game to bring up on Free Talk Live. But, Mark, you had an interesting issue that you wanted to bring up. This relates to the Olympics, so it's sort of timely.
Also timely.
Also. Yeah, tell me more about that.
I guess there's this guy, Oscar Pistorius, who is running in the Olympics, and he has a pair of carbon fiber legs. They, I guess, are called cheetahs or something like that. They're you know, these things upon which you know, they're prosthetics upon which he can run, and they're kind of, you know, springy, although they're one piece. They you know, sort of springy, and mm-hmm. he's able to you know, run. And I mean, you know, he's clearly an Olympic level athlete. I'm not saying that this guy, I don't know anything, right? They did some science on this guy's legs, and they said, well, he has to deliver the force that makes these springs spring back, so mm-hmm. he's creating all the energy. He wasn't allowed to participate, I think it was in the 2008 Olympics, and this is the first one he's able to, or maybe it was 2004, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he was not allowed, and then he is allowed. And I guess what it brings up for me is, you know, what's fair? Because,
yeah,
with the, you know, back in the doping scandal with Mark McGuire and, I don't know, I can't remember everybody's name that was going on in there, but, you know, they were talking about the steroids.
Oh, Barry Bonds.
Roger
Clemens.
Yeah, but all those guys. They were talking about the steroids, and I think it's interesting. You know, when you're looking at, you know, all these athletes from the past, and you're talking about them, you know, I mean, these guys participated without things like antibiotics. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, ask yourself if somebody, you know, how many of these athletes died from bacterial infections that could have been stopped with antibiotics, that now, you know, an athlete gets it, they take a round of antibiotics, and they're cured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the kind of things that, you know, the advantages that athletes in the past didn't have.
Mm-hmm. See, you know, whenever this issue comes up, I have an interesting perspective on it, I think, that's maybe different than most people. So, like, a lot of people are concerned that this isn't fair. I'm looking at a picture of Oscar Pistorius, is that what you said right now? And he literally has these, like, metal things, like, coming down from his knees. They're, mm-hmm. like, metal-looking feet things. And, you know, there have been people who've been accused of using steroids and human growth hormone and all kinds of stuff like that. And I say, like, you know, it's not fair. We're not all starting off with the exact same genetics. You know, clearly there are other factors beyond your control that enter into how good of an athlete somebody is, besides just the training that you put in and the work. And that affects it too. Like, that's a huge deal. But it's not a completely level playing field to sort of begin with. Like, a lot of people are just not very athletic anyway, but maybe they have other strengths, like they're intelligent or they're good at solving problems. But I wonder, when I see things like this and I see people using steroids, I wonder if those things actually really do present such an unfair advantage. Because I could really see how, like, if you're using steroids, you might not have an advantage. You might get so big that you're more prone to injury. You might, the muscle tissue might grow so fast that you're more prone to get injured.
It could be, but, you know, so they're claiming that the U.S. Cycling team was using steroids in the past.
Well, the blood doping is another example where you take out blood and then your body replaces the blood that mm-hmm. was lost, and then you put in the original blood so you have
more
red cells.
Yeah.
But that leads to an increased risk of heart attacks and clots, so that might not actually be a true advantage. advantage. So I don't know. I'm just skeptical that these treatments are really, like, these enhancements or whatever.
I would take the...
Are helping them get ahead.
I would take their word that it's, you know, helping them get ahead. I mean, you know, I've taken all kinds of...
The human body's pretty finely tuned. I don't know. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2222. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And you can feel welcome to call us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. bring up anything that's on your mind. We play it fast and loose here on the Sunday edition, and we'll talk to you about anything that you're thinking about.
Stephanie, we have an advertiser. It's the Sea Crane Company, and you got a radio from them. Is that right?
I did. I got their Wi-Fi internet radio, and this is perfect for me because I love to have audio playing in the background. I don't have a TV at my house, but you know, because I'm kind of too busy to like actually sit down and watch anything, but I like to keep some audio or podcast playing in the background, and so I love to just put on LRN.fm or listen to, like, you know, This Week in Tech has like a streaming station as well, other shows.
Yep.
All available on there, or even like just some music. And so I find that I kind of like am leaving it going all the time, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I highly recommend. I mean, the quality of the sound that comes out of that one little speaker is amazing. Like, you wouldn't think that such a small device could deliver such a powerful sound, but it really does. So I have to say that I'm really happy with it, especially for the price, and I couldn't recommend it more.
How much was it?
It was $129, I think.
And this is the CC Wi-Fi internet radio, and you get 18,000 radio stations on it worldwide. Pandora, Apio, Live 365, MP3 Tunes. I'm not familiar with that one. But, you know, you can listen to just about anything there. And you can go to ccrane.com and get one. If you mention Free Talk Live when you check out, you get a free flashlight. You took advantage of the free shipping that was offered at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, free flashlight, it's nice. ccrane.com, mention Free Talk Live.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. And let's go to the phones. We've got a call. I think the Viper is on the line. Viper? Hello, Viper.
Calling.
Hello.
You come to wipe my windows.
No, I did not come to wipe them. Or wipe them.
What's on your mind tonight?
I had this brewing, I think, probably for about a week now. With y'all talking about gay rights and gay this and gay that. And I just want to say, as a person who grew up with parents who really, really hated gay people and had no clue why, that, you know, who really cares?
Well,
yeah, indeed. I mean, I care from the standpoint of visibility and of acknowledging that gay people are people and have the same rights as everybody else. But, yeah, I certainly don't have any kind of judgment upon them. And actually, if I did, that would be pretty messed up because I'm bisexual, so kind of in that umbrella.
Right, right. And it was funny because the call screener asked me who I was, and I said I was Viper. And where are you calling from? Oh, the internet. And he said, well, what do you want to talk about? The gays. And he was like, well, you're not really giving yourself a chance to get on the air. And I was like, well, I don't want to give a dang.
Here on Free Talk Live, we don't do too much as far as call screening goes. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it seemed like it was more of a call screening process that I had even, you know, been in when Ian was there. It was like, what?
So, Viper, I have a question for you. You mentioned that your parents disliked gay people or were homophobic. Like, how did you end up absorbing that viewpoint from them? And if so, like, how did you kind of change your mind towards being more accepting?
It was a long process. I pretty much was a conservative type person up until I was about 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got cancer.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And then I had to have a couple of cancer surgeries and had to be off from work for a while for those.
Mm-hmm.
And while that happened, I, you know, had more access to the internet than I had really had ever had. You know, I was just too busy before that.
And I opened your mind.
What's that?
So it opened your mind?
No, it didn't. It closed it.
Oh, I see.
What's that funny noise?
Viper, are you still there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, we heard a noise that sounded like maybe got disconnected. But anyway, go ahead. So it closed your mind to have more internet access?
Yeah, I ran into this guy, and I eventually found out that he worked for the FBI. His name was Hal Turner.
I'm familiar with Hal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he went to prison, did he?
I wouldn't know. I only followed him as far as to the point where he said, look at this man's video. And the man that he named was Ron Paul. And then, so I listened to Hal Turner, who was a very, very hateful man, and then was introduced to Ron Paul, who was basically his diametric opposite.
The opposite, yeah.
And got on board with, you know, thinking more freely, and one of the very first things I discovered in late 2007 was Free Talk Live.
And, been on board for a while.
Huh?
You've been on board for a while.
Yeah, I miss Wayne. I miss Nick. I miss Guard being on the show, blah, 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 blah.
We've had a lot of different co-hosts throughout the years.
Yeah, and those were all, they were all great. So,
yeah,
so Viper, was there anything else you wanted to say about, you know, how you feel about gay people or any issue you wanted to bring up?
I just don't understand why it is that people can't. You know, I'm not gay. Nobody I really know is, that I know of, but...
Well, you, you listen to Free Talk Live all the time, right? So you know me a little bit. I'm not gay, I'm bi, but that's close enough. And you probably know Derek J, right? Or maybe Dale, who was a former co-host of Free Talk Live. So you know some
gay
people.
Yeah, I know about all that, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. You know, you hear voices over the, you know, the through the mysterious tubes, as Guard might call them.
That's right.
But, you know, it doesn't mean anything until you see those people in real life, you know. And, you know, those are happy people. So
sure.
What are we doing here? Are we? Why do we need to interject ourselves into the lives of happy people?
Yeah, you really got to ask yourself, if you want freedom for yourself, how can you go and tell other people how they're going to live? Because if this is the two-sided sword, if you can tell people how they're going to live in whatever way, you know, maybe you have the best ideas in the world, but if you're going to tell them how they have to live their lives, then somebody's going to be able to tell you how you have to live yours. That's the,
right.
The social contract
and
as it comes down.
My experience has told me, you know, and I've been alive about 35 years, and my experience has told me that my idea of what is best for people probably ain't the right one.
Well, they got to live their lives, you got to live yours.
Thanks for the call, Viper. All right. Mark, do you want to talk more about this Olympic performance-enhancing issue?
I think this is very interesting as far as the, you know, and a timely issue.
Okay, I think there's a principle in here somewhere, right? Did I interrupt?
No, go right ahead.
Well, the principle, okay, you own yourself, right? You should be able to do what you want with your own body.
Oh, I don't think that it goes that far. I mean, you know, they're competing within sporting organizations. Certainly governments you know, are involved in sporting organizations to some extent, but I guess, you know, what's fair is, you know, what's fair when it comes to sport?
Indeed. What do you think is fair? Let us know at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you this evening. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. You can call us 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to let you know that if you are looking for different ways to listen to Free Talk Live, you know, some people hear it on the radio and they only get it one night a week. And, you know, they want to know how they can hear Free Talk Live every night of the week because we do a show live 7 days a week. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to find out all of your listening options. And they include radio, satellite, the webcam, the podcast, and internet streams. And am I forgetting anything, Mark?
I'm just thinking that we should buy the URL, freetalklime.com.
It'd be good. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I can talk.
Well,
I do this for a living.
Everybody does that. It's just funny. Sometimes a spoonerism can be amusing.
Yes, especially when it involves some kind of a Freudian slip and... Mm-hmm. I think we've experienced that a couple of times on our show together.
Oh, yeah, that's been there before.
So we were just starting to get into this issue of fairness and sort of performance-enhancing drugs and body modifications. And, you know, what people do seem to take this really seriously. Like, they seem to get really upset.
Most people are into sports more than I am.
Me too. I'm not very into sports. We've talked about this before too.
Right. And you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you know, different types of sports I have different thoughts on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some I like more than the others. My wife's really into the Olympics this year. It's the first year we've had TV in a very long time. And she's been enjoying it. She's been watching the tennis, she's been watching the swimming, and
they get upset when they perceive perceive something unfair about, especially about a sport that they care about. Although, you're right, it does sort of call into question the concept of, well, why aren't they looking at, like, all the things that the government does, like taking money from everybody and then spending it the way that they want to? How is that fair?
Well, you know, I mean, people are going to look for fairness in whatever circumstance they're looking for, and people like fairness. I mean, you know,
yeah,
they
I like it.
they're drawn to the ideas of fairness, and
I don't get too upset about this, though, because, like, honestly, I think that sometimes, okay, here's my perspective. What I know about evolution and about human physiology and sports medicine and all that is
and
that
you're a medical student.
Yep. And so I know quite a bit, I think, you know, not an expert, I guess, but more than the average person, I say. And the human body is very fine-tuned. I mean, it has had millions of years of evolution to be adapted to a lot of different things. And, you know, there's a wide range in how we express our genes and what we end up looking like and being able to do in our lives. But the human body is pretty good. So it's hard to even envision, like, using a device such as a prosthetic leg to significantly improve upon the finely built structures that we have in our legs.
I don't know whether I agree with that. I mean, if a prosthetic limb could be long enough, then an athlete's stride is really important. So, I mean, I don't know everything there is to know about prosthetic limbs, but
also make it more likely that you'd trip if it was longer?
Certainly, the possibility exists, but I mean, I know that they can make a prosthetic limb right now that will be significantly faster. I mean, I don't know if they need to use little rocket boosters in it or whatever.
But why aren't human legs like 6 feet long? If that's true, if it's an advantage to have a long stride, probably running
away.
There's
disadvantages to being a larger human. Yeah. Don't live as long. Yeah. I mean, but you can use different prosthetic limbs for different circumstances, and there may be the right prosthetic limb for running quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, running quickly is just a facet of the evolutional equation or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
evolutionary equation. And so,
So here's a question. Is technology like prosthetic limbs, like drugs that might enhance athletic performance or whatever, is that sort of an extension of humanity? Like, are we using our brains to create technologies that can help us grow as a species and do more things and break previous limits? And, you know, isn't that sort of like, I don't know, natural in a way, like to sort of use your brain when you can't push your body any further to enhance things? Does that make sense?
It does. You know, to me, it seems like we're talking about sort of fairness. And, you know, I go back to these athletes in the past. Jim Thorpe comes to mind. He's my favorite athlete ever. I think that he's amazing in what he could do and the versatility. But, you know, a lot of athletes got to the Olympics back in the early 1900s by boat. Well, how come we don't make the athletes ride in boats now? Because, I mean, you know, the transit would be longer. Some athletes would have to give up going to the Olympics because they have some kind of a commitment here or there. Yeah. Surely some athlete in the past had to give up going to the Olympics for the very same reason. If you want fairness, you know, let's talk about fairness here.
Isn't it unfair to have the Olympics in anybody's, like, home country because, like, they have the home field advantage or whatever?
I guess. I mean, I don't know if that's, maybe not. Maybe they should float it around in a big barge.
Do you think it's like nostalgia that people cling to this idea that, like, it should be completely natural and you shouldn't have any of these technologies that might enhance people's performance?
Maybe, or maybe at the same time they don't want young people making decisions over sport that's going to affect their lives. I mean, doing steroids may shorten your life.
Yes.
I think it probably could.
Yep.
Even if it was administered
a lot of things.
By a doctor and watched over.
But choosing to play football in the first place is very likely actually to damage your knees and your back and everything else. And it happens to many college athletes every year.
I had a good friend of mine who was, a college athlete, and his knee got destroyed playing football. And, he ended up doing, another choice of careers. It's sad. I'm not saying that sports shouldn't be played. I think that there's a strong role for physical education. But I wonder about these conversations about fairness and exactly how they come into play. Because I'm sure that prosthetic limbs can be made to make people faster.
And but would you cut off your legs to trade it in for a prosthesis? Or?
I think that once prosthetics get better and better, that it may very well be that people, you know, essentially have, you know, new limbs that are better than the old ones, new robotic limbs. I mean, cut off your arm if you could have an arm that then had a laser in it and, you know, a flashlight and, you know, who knows what else?
I don't know. Maybe some people would, but, like, are we there yet? Are we at that point where the prosthetics are better?
No, we're not at the Inspector Gadget level yet.
No, and that's what I think, because I don't see any athletes, like, trading in their limbs for prostheses. So the prostheses must not be better, you know, than natural limbs.
I don't know that I don't know that we can reason that. I mean,
if you were passionate, if your whole life was about a sport, and you were so dedicated to that that you would literally do anything to win. I mean, I don't know if I have a hard time relating to that mentality, right? But some people feel that, you know, some people feel that way. And I can envision someone like, yeah, sure, I'll trade in my legs legs.
We're not being given all the information. There was a study done on this this fella here. His name is Petronas. Mm-hmm. Petronas. And they did some kind of science with him. And they decided it was the Journal of Applied Physiology that said that, yeah, no, there's no advantage here.
Yeah.
So either they're not studying it the right way or they're right. So, you know, there's this, you're left up in the air. Now, if they would have come back and said, absolutely, there's a distinct advantage mm-hmm. for this athlete, and they would have let him in the Olympics, then I think you might very well see some people chopping legs off in order to be faster. But they don't have the information now. They're left in a quandary. They're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they just made a study basically on his prosthetic limbs. Mm-hmm. So there, you know, there's no guarantee that there's not a prosthetic limb out there that doesn't make one faster, or that there's certainly one will come in the future that will make one faster. So, and there's no guarantee that the Olympics will allow that prosthetic limb, the better one, in. So the athletes don't have the same motivations, the motivations they should. If the Olympics said, all right, any prosthetics are okay, mm-hmm. then you might see something entirely different.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, what about looking at it from the other side and saying, like, is it discrimination to not let him in? Because he did have this injury that he didn't choose, right, that kind of blew off his legs, right? And so he has to have prostheses, you know? So is it discriminatory to bar him from competing?
I don't know. I mean, basically it would come down to the prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if these prosthetics don't give him an advantage, and they say they don't, I don't know that I believe them, then fine. But if they do give him an advantage, then, you know, what? Is the sport to be dominated by people with prosthetic limbs?
Let us know what you think. Is it unfair advantage, discrimination, something else? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
You can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the number to get in touch with us about anything that's on your mind. And actually, if you want to watch us doing the show, if you want to see what we look like or just see our wildly gesticulating hand motions, or maybe we'll wave to you once in a while, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll also find a chat room there where you can connect with other Free Talk Live listeners. And Mark, I want to talk about something that's kind of interesting. It has to do with the nanny state, and it takes the word nanny state to a whole new level.
Before we go on, I want to talk about the Free State Project.
Mm.
The Free State Project is an idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, a small state, in order to have some effect on the society, the greater society, the political atmosphere, whatever those 20,000 liberty-loving individuals would do. 1,000 have already picked up and moved to New Hampshire, and you can be part of it. You can go to freestateproject.org, sign up, pick up your life, and move. Signing up's great, and it gets you, it certainly helps the Free State Project.
One step closer to, reaching that 20,000 number.
Indeed, that's a good thing, and certainly there'll be some news when we hit 20,000. But really, picking up and moving, that's what, that's what's going to make the Free State Project a success.
Likely, I would make the argument that I would almost be willing to guarantee that it is probably freer than where you are currently living.
That's an accurate statement.
That was certainly what my experience was when I moved here. So thanks a lot, freestateproject.org, one more time. Now, okay, there's something going on in New York City, and there's been a lot of news coming out of New York City recently. The soda ban, they've banned trans fats a couple of years ago. They're really known for, these pretty intrusive policies that are really regulating, sort of what can go in your body. A lot of people find those very, very hands-on and just way too intimately involved with the government getting into your business. And I certainly share those sentiments.
Yeah, there's this New York ban on big sodas.
Yep, anything over 16 ounces, which you know, has been covered extensively on the show, and it's, you can go to archives.freetalklive and .com and look for that if you want to hear more coverage. But
I was out at the local fair here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was yesterday. And we got one of those large lemonades that are ridiculously high priced, $6 or something like that. And they had an option to refill for $3.
Mm-hmm.
You must have spent $15 on lemonade because it was hot.
Yeah.
And you know, it's nice to have a big beverage.
That probably didn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, though, right?
Does it really matter? I mean, it was a big sugary beverage. You know, what's his name? Bloomberg doesn't care whether it has sugar or whether it has honey or whether it has high fructose corn syrup in it. He only cares whether or not it has.
He cares whether it has aspartame, right? Because that's okay.
Diet soda is okay.
Yeah. So anyway, now they're going after, can you guess, Mark, what they're going to go after next?
I heard the article, so.
Well, of course, it's all about the children. That's what we're told, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are now going after baby formula in New York City. The headline from New York Post is the nanny state is going after moms. And I think this does take nanny state, the phrase nanny state, to a whole new level. Mayor Bloomberg is pushing hospitals to hide their baby formula behind locked doors so more new mothers will breastfeed. Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty bold thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
So now, is he mandating or suggesting?
Let's see about this. Starting September 3rd, the city will keep tabs on the number of bottles that participating hospitals stock and use.
Sounds pretty close to a mandate to me.
Yep, it's close. Maybe the hospitals can opt out, but that probably means they won't get some certain funding or whatever.
But they're just going to be kept an eye on.
Uh-huh. The most restrictive pro-breast milk program in the nation. Under the city health department's voluntary Latch On NYC initiative. Oh, yeah, it's voluntary for now unless you don't comply, and then it will become mandatory.
Right. Well, we're not getting them to do what we want this way, so we're going to have to force them.
Yeah.
This is despicable. I mean, lots of different women choose formula for lots of reasons. I mean, some of those reasons I would probably agree with, and some of them I would probably disagree with.
Yep.
I certainly am a fan of breastfeeding.
And the science is clear that that's like the superior option, right? But there are multiple reasons. Like some women just don't have milk, you know, whatever the cause is, it doesn't happen, right?
I don't spend a lot of time on the air talking about my wife's nipples, but I can tell you that this was a challenge. She had one child.
Mm-hmm.
Some women have more than one feeding at
twins, even.
Twins,
yeah.
Right. She had one child, and it was, you know, her nipples were tender. They were, you know, in some cases bleeding a little bit. So,
yeah.
And this is just one woman, one child having probably normal problems.
Mm-hmm.
So when you decide that you're going to, you know, force women into that normal problem, some can do it, some can't.
What if you've had breast cancer? And you literally can't nurse. I mean, how bad would you feel if this...
Obviously, they're going to make it available to, to women have that situation. But, you know, some women are going to be on the borderline of like, oh, this hurts. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the one to tell that woman what she can or can't. I mean, should women have to fake it in order to,
Yeah,
and
no.
This is going to create a culture of, formula's bad. Do we really want to teach women that their way of feeding their child is bad? It's inferior?
Yeah, and I mean, it's very insulting, I think, because a lot of the people who probably... There are probably people who might consider themselves maybe liberals, right? Who are pro this initiative because they believe that it will increase breastfeeding and that will be healthier for babies.
Sure.
But really...
Who cares who gets hurt as long as we do what's right for society?
Well, but a lot of these same people who would probably be for this are probably against the government regulating things like abortion, you know? But it's both the same thing.
Right, keep your laws off my ninnies.
Yes. Yeah, keep your laws out of my uterus and off of my nipples. It's
mm-hmm.
that simple. I mean, that should be the principle behind this, is autonomy of a woman's choices about what to do with her own body. And really anyone's choices about what to do with their own body, because the government loves to, you know, regulate choices done by men, too, when they ban things like trans fats and everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I think anyone could get excited about this story, but it says, let's see, 27 of the city's 40 hospitals have also agreed to give up swag bags sporting formula company logos, toss out formula-branded tchotchkes and, like, lanyards and mugs. Oop. Excuse me. like lanyards and mugs, and document a medical reason for every bottle that a newborn receives.
Document a medical reason for every bottle that a newborn receives. Oh,
yeah.
This is great. Now give the nurses a little more,
more work to do.
Yeah, as if they don't have
enough. So babies are going to go hungry. Don't you think? Like, that might be an unintended consequence of this?
It could very well, I suppose. We got some of these things in the mail, different kinds of stuff. They've, you know, if they find out you got a kid coming, and I don't know how they do, but they do, and they'll give you, they mark it to you. And, oh, I guess maybe it's a birth certificate. Once you, yeah, once you get a birth certificate, and then they find out and they
send,
they send you stuff. Some of this stuff was useful. We got some free stuff that was useful. We got some stuff we didn't use at all. So, you know, no big deal. Passed it on. Somebody else somewhere maybe used it. Maybe they didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't deny, like, there's a lot of research on the fact that branding of merchandise, like giving away free pens to doctors that say Viagra and stuff on them and, you know, giving out little stress balls and trinkets and bags and stuff, that people seeing those brand names, it makes an impact on them. Even if they believe that they're not being influenced by that, scientifically, if you look at their prescriptions, they are more likely to prescribe those things. And so, you know, that advertising is powerful. And I know a lot of doctors actually who will take that swag from pharma companies, but then they'll tape over the name or they'll remove the label somehow. So they kind of like it's almost like the people, what is it called? The no logo movement, where they black out all logos and all stuff like that to remove the branding. It's like a very anti-corporate kind of sentiment. But yeah, I know doctors who do that. And I think their patients probably appreciate it because they're showing that they're trying to be unbiased and stuff. So I can't say I really like disagree, especially if it's voluntary with eschewing the merchandise that has the formula branding on it, but documenting every bottle that a newborn receives, don't you think that's a little excessive? I mean,
I think it's nuts.
Yeah. If they really cared about the health of babies so much, like, wouldn't they be banning circumcision? I mean, that seems like more grievous harm than giving them a bottle.
I think circumcision's a decision. I think it has advantages and disadvantages. It's not one that it's not a choice that I would make for my son. But, you know, I mean, from what I've seen, there are advantages and disadvantages to circumcision, that there's, you know, some guys have trouble with you know, pieces of skin being in the wrong place, and this is probably one of the reasons that...
As far as preventing infections goes, there is actual research on that, and it is not very effective at preventing urinary tract infections. It confers a very small benefit, but maybe like it prevents 2 out of 1,000 or something like that. So, and really with hygiene and, you know, proper care, that can be avoided.
Yeah, but a lot of the proper care is a key, but they don't give parents, you know, instruction.
You don't shut off your ear because people might afraid to wash behind their ear, you know.
I understand, but they don't give parents instructions on proper care of the children with foreskins.
Well, in my opinion, the whole medical system's a little messed up. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up in hour 2.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.